take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. We're here as we always are. By the way, we, being me, Ian.
And Mark.
And our website, freetalklive.com. By the way, if you haven't been to the website, take a moment out. Go visit. You'll see that all of the content that is there in the main section of the site has been created by listeners like you. The site allows you to find something you think's pretty great online. You want to share it with our listeners. You submit it to the site. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things too. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to talk about it on the air. Of course, Saturday
show. Not to mention that more people are going to see it because it's the top of a very popular website.
Exactly. I don't know, very popular. We're in the top 200,000 in the whole world. Is that very popular? I would say it's...
There's a lot of websites out there. There are millions and millions of websites.
That's true. You can go over there. You can get interactive, and you'll find all kinds of interesting stuff there. In fact, the website is packed full of stuff that I know we're not going to have a chance to talk about tonight. Because it's open phones all the time, and you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. And there's an elephant sitting in the room tonight.
Yeah, right.
I don't mean a Republican. I mean an elephant known as September 11th.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't heard any of the coverage about this today. I think when I woke up this morning, there was this morning the story about the fire explosion, the gas line out in California.
Crazy.
So I didn't actually hear any coverage of the whole September 11th thing. But
I'm studiously trying to avoid it, honestly. I mean, I know that that's going to be a main topic this evening, but gosh, I don't know how much there is to gain from dwelling on 9/11. I didn't have a relative die in these, you know, crashes, and I'm sure it's terrible. As terrible as it is to have a relative die, well, any time that they're murdered in some kind of horrible way, but it seems like 9/11 has become a rallying cry for either kooks or warmongers.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But I feel it does deserve to be addressed.
Yeah.
And if anything, it deserves to be addressed because of the memory hole effect, the fact that, well, even on 9/11/2001, people didn't know, they didn't realize what precipitated it. They just aren't educated about it, and they jump to conclusions, and a lot of people kind of presumed that, my God, where did this come from? Who would have thought that those folks over there from the Middle East would be so angry at us? Why, all we've ever done is given them wonderful pop music and Hollywood films and Coca-Cola, and how could they be so upset? Where did this come from? I mean, do you remember that? I mean, back then it was like this shock, like, how could this have happened to us?
Well, and I think there was initial fear. I can tell you that...
Well, sure, they thought more was coming.
Right.
I don't mean...
If a door-to-door Arab encyclopedia salesman had come to my house, he'd have been a dead man that day. That was what it was like for
crazy.
Me. I'm just telling you what it was like for me.
Wow.
And, you know...
For me, it was just like, they finally did it.
Well, you and I were on different planes at that time. We weren't even on the air.
No, not at that time.
We weren't even doing a show.
It was another year
at that
before Free Talk Live started.
So, the world was a different place. I think that, you know, the going into Afghanistan seemed like a really great idea. Now it's the longest war the United States has ever been in. Between the Iraq and the Afghan war, at this point we are at... projected, because you have to consider they're figuring the medical treatment of lots and lots of soldiers who have lots of parts blown off and their minds are lost in some way or another, at $4 trillion. So there's this incredible amount of money that's been spent, and as I recall, I wanted Osama bin Laden's head. I don't know how everybody else felt, but the idea of going into Afghanistan was to go find Osama bin Laden, put his head on a stick, and bring him back. Well, it worked out great. for the government, because the government has done what the government is supposed to do, and that is perpetuate itself and its missions. And so
make
its
the
missions,
programs bigger, more expensive.
Its missions have continued on and creeped larger and larger. Then we had to get the terrorist training camps that were in Iraq, and don't forget their weapons of mass destruction and the yellow cake and blah 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 blah. And now the United States has immired in two wars in. Over in the Middle East, and honestly hasn't addressed any of the issues that caused 9/11.
Yeah, but they got that guy that they installed in Iraq, Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, he was on their payroll previously. Oh, as was Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all they're doing is they're going and rounding up the problems that they created.
And in turn, of course, creating more problems, because the government can't solve the problems it creates unless it actually goes away and leaves people alone. I'm sorry if I miscommunicated, Mark. I didn't mean the immediate response. Obviously, the immediate response was shock and anger. But when people a little bit down the line, we talked to some of them. They just believed that it came out of nowhere. They just believed that they hate Americans. They hate Americans because of our pop culture, and they hate Americans because of, you know, fill in the blank, Britney Spears, pop, McDonald's, etc.
Well, Christianity. There's two reasons for that, right? Like, the government doesn't want you to know how it behaves in other countries.
That was the government story, was that they hate us because of our freedom, right? That was their story.
That's what they say.
That was their PR.
If so, then they won. The terrorists won because they got a great deal of our freedom.
Meaning the government.
Yeah, we have less freedom. Isn't that true? TSA. Take a look at these.
The TSA expanding now into train stations and bus
depots.
Random
searches at bus stations, trains.
Philadelphia just got subway searches this week.
New York's had them for a couple years.
Cameras all over the place.
Right. So when a homegrown terrorist like Timothy McVeigh blows up the buildings in Oklahoma City, you get nothing. But when you've got some foreign terrorist, some scary guy in a turban lurking around every corner, well, then you get all kinds of crackdowns.
So I thought it would kind of be useful to investigate a little bit about where did it come from? Since the government's line was, they hate us because of our freedoms. And, of course, the media parroted that. And then talk radio parroted that. And people parroted that because, well, the government said it, so it must be true, even though they normally wouldn't believe it. The government
politicians
said.
You know, they're lying when their lips are moving. Those same people that will say that on domestic issues, when it comes to foreign issues, politicians must be right.
And I was looking online for something, some sort of excerpt of what Osama bin Laden said in regards, because he said a lot, in regards to
the rambling madman,
the September 11th attacks. He is a rambling madman, no doubt about it. And what I'm not justifying what happened. I want to make sure I preface this paragraph.
That's the first telephone call we're going to get. Hate America first types.
Yeah. Here's what Osama bin Laden had to say in 2004. He says, "It didn't cross our minds to attack the towers, but after the situation became unbearable and we witnessed the injustice and tyranny of the American-Israeli alliance against our people in Palestine and Lebanon, I thought about it, and the events that affected me directly were that of 1982 and the events that followed when America allowed the Israelis to invade Lebanon, helped by the U.S. Sixth Fleet. As I watched the destroyed towers in Lebanon, it occurred to me, punish the unjust the same way, and to destroy towers in America so it could taste some of what we are tasting, and to stop killing our women and children." So his anger goes back a long time.
Yeah, he's got a couple. He has several problems. He has the problems with America being in the Middle East. Period. He has problems with America giving money to a foreign nation. That in this case, the foreign nation is Israel, that he dislikes. I say we give no money to any foreign nations. I see no reason that any U.S. taxpayer at all, their tax money should have to go fund some foreign nation. To me, that is absolute robbery.
Well, because the money goes to the government bureaucrats, and then they end up using it to do horrible things.
And don't forget that Osama bin Laden is one of the princes of the Saudi Arabian country. I'm sure he'd like to be in charge of Saudi Arabia instead of his brother Hassan. At the time, their father Fahd was still alive. So
hold that thought. Let's come back with more here. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. And maybe a little more of a history lesson. You've got a timeline for us, Mark. I want to share some of that, too. 800-259-9231.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs, and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's our forum. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without a lawyer? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win, so that you can take your case and fight it in court. All the complaining about the government and the world, that's not going to fix what's wrong. Going to court, that can help. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy that the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I've taken the course. I do think it's very helpful, and I think there's nothing like it out there. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So, it being September 11th, we did open the show up with some discussion about what people's reactions were back almost a decade ago, 9 years ago today, to the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. What people's reactions were and what the government's claim was. They hate us because of our freedoms! And, of course, that propagated out and people, they believed it. But as Osama bin Laden's own quotes reveal, it didn't have anything to do with freedom hating, because there are all kinds of places in the Western world that are as free, or if not more so, than the United States. So why aren't those places being attacked? Well, it's because those places don't have armed troops, you know, coming into their homeland and blowing stuff up and killing their friends and family members.
And
those places aren't funding the murder of their friends and family
members. Most importantly is just sort of being in bed with their governments, and whether it's Israel or supporting the ruling House of Saud there in Saudi Arabia. The Sauds, in fact, aren't even Arabian, as I understand. They don't even belong there running Saudi Arabia. Not that anybody should be able to rule over anyone. It doesn't really matter what their ethnicity is. But, you know, I think that that's what one of the biggest problems.
Let's go to your phone calls. Coming up, though, Mark, you've got some timeline stuff you want to share about the history of intervention on the part of the United States government in the Middle East, because it didn't all begin on September 11th, 2001, as the government people would like you to believe. There's a lot more to it. Let's go first, though, to Paul, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was just saying when you one of y'all answered the phone right there, I have never heard one time anyone bring up the idea that when the government's supposed to have been caught off guard by this attack of 7th, on the 11th like that, how come all these cameras were positioned just right? They're operating. They're going to catch the whole thing from all the angles. Then they say,
"Well, you
oh,
are in New York
we
City.
Don't know what's going on." And then the very next day, they know the whole story. Well, let me tell you something. Back during Vietnam and some of the Cold War, I worked in intelligence, man, for my government here, and even nobody in intelligence can get things together that quick. So the government had to have this whole thing planned in order to murder all those people just so they could go into Iraq.
So how did they murder them? Did they get their own Middle Eastern folks that would hijack planes, or did those people not exist?
Well, according to some of the people that I've talked to and everything, a lot of those people really didn't even exist. And the ones that we've seen on TV were supposed to be the hijackers. Even your mainstream media out here has said that they've seen them alive and well in other parts of the world.
Well, it's kind of hard to identify the bodies when they're blown into smithereens, you know, like who, in fact, was whom.
You know, there have been a lot of questions that have surrounded the September 11th attacks, and I think a lot of the questions are good questions. I don't know if you're ever going to get a real firm answer.
You're not.
In the same way that you don't really have a firm answer as to what happened to JFK. And I don't think it really, even if it came out, if it came out that it was true that the government was completely behind the September 11th attacks, as many of the conspiracy folks would like you to believe. Even if it came out that that was true, I don't think that would significantly change anything, because people know that the government's evil. They know they've done naughty things before.
They certainly know they're incompetent, but the expectation still is that somehow there's some job to finish in Afghanistan. Clearly, Osama bin Laden isn't in Afghanistan, but people trust the United States government to solve that problem.
Paul, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Look, I want to make it clear, I don't believe the government story, and I don't believe the conspiracy theorists either.
I don't know who to believe, and it seems to me that, there's a lot of different facts floating out there, but all you can really take sort of as the story is what most people believe, and I believe most people in the United States believe that the 9/11 incident was perpetrated by 19 guys working for this group called Al Qaeda, which of course was named by the CIA, and nobody in that group calls themselves Al Qaeda, but Osama bin Laden was the head of this group, and that we've killed the number two guy about a dozen times.
800-259-9231. So again, like I said, even if it comes out, if it's true, like for instance, you look at the Gulf of Tonkin, you look back to World War II and how the United States.
Gulf of Tonkin, that's for the faked event for Vietnam that perpetrated the Vietnam War, perpetuated the Vietnam War.
Well, yeah, it was the excuse for the United States to really get in and get involved, as I understand it, to Vietnam, and it was completely fabricated.
It was a big lie.
Right. That comes out later, and that's pretty earth-shattering news, because 50,000
Americans aren't withholding their taxes.
Right. 50,000 American troops died in Vietnam, and then, a million or something Vietnamese? I don't know what their number was.
It was a lot more. Horrifying number.
It was a lot more. And so, a horrible amount of people died in Vietnam, all based on, essentially, the government wanting to get into war. So it's not unfathomable that the government may have had some role in 9/11. I don't take that position. I don't take any position. The position I take is that whatever the truth is behind 9/11, the fact is what happened as a result is the government has gotten larger, more intrusive, more oppressive, and more expensive than it ever has. And you're right, Mark. Nobody decided to boycott the government in general. I mean, as a general statement, people still paid taxes. People still obey. Even after they've learned about all of this corruption and all kinds of, the Gulf of Tonkin, you name it, JFK, Oklahoma City, all the horrific things they've done that we know about, burning those folks over at Waco, killing a guy and his family at killing the Weavers at Ruby Ridge. There's so much violence.
Don't forget the memo that's come out from prior to World War II, where Roosevelt says the Marshall memo? They're trying to figure out how it is they can draw Japan into attacking them.
They wanted it.
I'm not saying that they faked this, the attack on Pearl Harbor. That would be a pretty big
conspiracy. But they maneuvered the circumstances into where it would be as likely as it could possibly be.
They wanted it to happen.
There's so much evidence that these government guys want to get into war and are willing to do whatever it takes. And the conspiracy crowd seems to believe that if we can just reveal this one conspiracy, that it will turn people against the evils of the U.S. government, and then they'll elect good people like Ron Paul. So I think they're a little bit disillusioned, perhaps, a little deluded about... deluded would be the right word. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls, you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, including show archives. If you've missed a moment of the program, you can listen in online. It'll cost you nothing. You just click and download. The last week's worth are right there on the front page of the site. You then click into the archive section, and it'll take you all the way back to late 2006, all courtesy of HostGator at freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. We've created a portal over at Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com. That's hostgator.freetalklive.com. And if you go through hostgator.freetalklive.com, you will get your first month completely free. You can create your very own website over there with their free site builder tools and templates. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
All right, so we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. Started out by addressing the elephant in the room of 9/11 and talking about the real reasons why it happened. And the real reasons have nothing to do with them. Hey, they hate our freedoms.
They may very well hate our freedoms. But I, you know, they if so,
that's
they
never been said as, I mean, it's never been stated
who,
as the
who
reasons.
Are they is really the
they
the,
meaning Osama bin Laden and his buddies.
I'm sure Osama bin Laden doesn't have much love for the United States before or after 9/11.
He probably secretly watches porn that's made here in the U.S.
You think? Yeah, I don't think I don't know if he's
probably eating at McDonald's.
I don't think so.
No. Well, anyway. So we're talking about the real reasons it happened. The real reasons it happened have to do with the fact that the U.S. government has been meddling in other people's affairs around the world.
That's what the CIA is there for. Anybody who doesn't think the CIA and other and DARPA and the NSA and the DIA, all these organizations are out that they aren't out there messing in other people's business.
How angry would you be if some foreign government troops came in and firebombed your neighborhood? Yeah, they were just looking for terrorists. Yeah, your house burned down in the firebombing, and your children were exterminated. But hey, there was a terrorist hiding in that neighborhood somewhere, and so, well, that's why they were here to do it.
It's kind of how it goes in Afghanistan these days.
How would you feel about that? Now, imagine that happening over a period of decades to multiple family members and friends or finding out that
you might get tired of it.
Yeah, you might get a little bit.
Yeah, it's not all the United States doing this. There aren't stormtroopers running all over the Middle East, but the United
States funding people who are doing
Israel, which has attacked its neighbors and been attacked back and forth. There's a war going on, but there's no reason for United States citizens tax money to go to support any nation, none, and that includes Israel.
Let's go to phones in the fun. Jeff, listening in Kentucky to WKCT. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I wanted to reinforce this whole idea about us meddling in foreign nations and foreign powers. I'm a Iraq veteran from 2004, and me personally, I would say that we had no business being over there, and that's just my personal view. But what I am now is a student at West Kentucky University, and I am an Islamic studies student right now. And one of the things that we had to do for our Quran class last semester is study the Osama bin Laden supposed letters after the 92 World Trade Center bombing and after 9/11. And basically the ones that the government posted to saying that this is proof that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda did it. But the fact of the matter is right on that website, which came off the CIA homepage, says there's no proof that Osama bin Laden even wrote these papers. And it came from Intel Center. And the fact of the matter is, if you read through that list that they gave, according to Sharia law and according to Islamic law, those are justifications for war. And he went down naming Operation Ajax in Iran in 56 and the USS Liberty bombing in Israel in, I can't remember what year that
was. Wasn't that the late 80s?
It was 70-something.
Okay, sorry about that.
But, and it also the formation of Al-Qaeda in us supporting both sides of the war in Iran-Iraq war. I mean, he went right down the list stating jurisprudentially, or according to jurisprudence, why he felt, or should I say this paper, like I said, they can't prove that Osama bin Laden wrote it, but went to war with us on 9/11. And according to that doctrine, according to Islamic doctrine, that is completely within the bounds of militant jihad. And there's two different types of jihads. Most people don't know that. But there's two different types of jihad, and the physical struggle that the Muslim world supposedly is conducting against the Western world right now is due to the fact that we've meddled in everything since BP went in and tried, back when it was called Iranian oil back in under Mohammad Mossadegh.
When you say we've meddled, you mean the U.S. federal government has meddled. I guess you were involved because you did join the military. But are you a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War nowadays? I'm curious.
No, I'm not. Me personally, I don't belong to any type of group because once you start correlating yourself with groups, you start giving your own opinion over to their ideology, and I don't want to pick up anybody else's ideology.
That's a fair answer, I would say. What did you observe while you were there? I mean, were you gung-ho when you went over? Did you change your viewpoint?
Or did you just get into it and, to pay for college and then, whoops, there's a war?
What's your story?
Well, I joined in 98, and right then that's when the U.S. Embassy bombings happened in Afghanistan. And we didn't really know too much about it because I was in basic training. I went to Porto Tour in Kosovo right after the air war in 99, which come to find out we were funding that one with the Islamic fundamentalists in Kosovo, which is a whole nother story.
Yep.
And then I went and pulled another tour in 2002 in Kosovo. And I reenlisted in 2001 in August of 2001. And 3 months later, 9/11 happened. And the crazy thing about it is the military locked everything down. No news coming in, no news coming out. I was stationed on Fort Campbell, and we were getting ready for war. and we didn't know anything. The last thing we saw on CNN before they cut the news broadcast off on post was the towers falling. And the next thing you know, we're sitting on the airfield getting ready to go break our foot off in somebody's butt.
Okay.
And time went by, nothing happened. A couple airplanes left off with special forces on them, but that was it. Later we found out they were going to Afghanistan, and one of the questions that popped into my mind at the time is, why are we going to Afghanistan? It went away. I totally forgot about it. Like I said, it was in 2002. I was sitting in Kosovo again. Iraq war kicks off. And we go into Iraq in 2004 as the second rotation in, and that's when the insurgency war kicked off. And what most people don't understand is most of the insurgents in Iraq are not al-Qaeda. As a matter of fact, al-Qaeda didn't even exist in Iraq until we got in there, because Saddam Hussein was keeping them out of the country, because Saddam Hussein was Sunni, al-Qaeda is Shiite.
Right.
So, you know, they didn't like each other. They didn't even want, you know, al-Qaeda in there. So we go in there, dismantle the government, all these Shia terrorist groups come flying in, and all heck breaks loose. Well, we start crushing the Shia insurgency. Well, all of a sudden, you start having the random guy in the street start fighting us. And the reason the random guy in the street was fighting us, as a squad leader, I was told by an imam, and granted, this could be my translator lying to me, I don't know, I didn't speak Arabic at the time, but the fact of the matter is, this imam told me, you know, we've been around for 1,000 years, we've had handled our own problems, we'll handle this after you leave. It is your duty to leave us now so we can fix our own country.
Yeah, the polls really showed that. I think it was in 2004 that a poll came out. It was through some British organization that basically showed that around 75% of Iraqis wanted us out of the country, and I think it was 55% of them wanted us out so badly that they would be willing to use guns to get us out. So that's how they felt.
It's the same correlation as if a foreign army came in and invaded us. Like, if
Absolutely.
Someone in the world right now thought, whoa, the United States government has gone out of control, their people can't handle their business.
I think that way.
And a foreign country came in and invaded us, every person on the street would pick up arms to defend this country.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
You can't fight a land war in the United States of America where there's just as many guns as there are people.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231.
300 million guns in the United States.
Great call. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You heard it from a man who's been on the ground in Iraq there. And you can take control of the airwaves here tonight. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sepaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sepaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sepaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sepaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sepaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site free. If you want to help support the show, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about the Iraq war, and there are precious few candidates out there for political office that want to do anything to end any of these wars.
That's right. You know, when you think, if you think for a second that the Democrats want to stop war, you're out of your mind. And all you have to do is take a look at the current events over the last 2 years. The Democrats have been in charge, if Obama being the commander in chief, if he really wanted to stop this stuff, he absolutely could. If you were to name off the top five worst politicians in the United States, chances are good you'd come up with Nancy Pelosi somewhere in that top five. There's a candidate. His name's John Dennis. He's running against Nancy Pelosi. You can unseat the Wicked Witch of San Francisco by donating to John Dennis's campaign. You don't live in San Francisco. Chances are very good. We are not on the air in San Francisco. Maybe you're getting the podcast and downloading there. But chances are very good. If you're hearing my voice, you don't live in San Francisco. Chances are also good you're a United States citizen and you can donate to anybody who's running for office in the United States. And that includes John Dennis. Go to johndennis2010.com and support the Republican that is running against as far as I'm concerned, the worst Democrat that is currently holding office in the United States. It's johndennis2010.com. He's holding a money bomb, and all he has to do, Pelosi's not even really campaigning. She doesn't believe she can be unseated. All he has to do is get some name recognition. He's already generated more than $1 million for his campaign at this point. That's pretty good for a congressional campaign. And help him out by donating there at johndennis2010.com.
All right. We're going to continue here with your calls about what you want. Steve is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey guys, nice to talk to you tonight. I was really impressed with Jeff. I was like, wow, this guy seems really informed. And, I was pretty encouraged to hear some of the things he said. I mean, just about what he said, it kind of, you know, educated me on a couple of things, I think. But,
me too.
But, I just wanted to say, that I kind of thought that the first responders or whatever you want to call them, these cleanup crews down there at 9/11 who are getting sick from whatever they breathe in and all this and that.
Nothing
I
good.
Just kind of, I think they're calling it ground zero syndrome.
Yeah.
I hope you don't think I'm a kook for bringing it up, but
No, I think that it's absolutely legitimate. I mean, you know, these guys who admittedly are government bureaucrats have been sitting around collecting really big paychecks up until that time did what they were supposed to do on 9/11. They did what we paid them to do. And as far as I'm concerned, that's absolutely is heroic. They were running in those buildings when they were coming down. And I think that they've made a deal with the governments where they are, and they deserve to be compensated.
Right. I was just and the workers that cleaned it all up too, they were getting sick, and you know, so it just seemed like that I just felt that maybe should have been a bigger story. I don't know, it seemed like the mosque thing and the burning of the Quran were kind of inflated somehow, and that story was sort of left on the back burner about those guys who were sick. But
if it bleeds, it leads. You know, that's just the nature of major media.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know. And then I'm not going to say the name of the website, but I was at this one website that quoted what the 9/11 Commission said about it, and I think it echoed what you guys said that. I mean, everyone that I read, and I don't think that they were taken out of context. It didn't seem like it, but it said basically agree with what you guys were saying, that the full truth, well, we don't really know all the truth, or maybe, I don't know, what are the factors in 9/11, or maybe what really happened or something. I mean, it sort of jived with that, and I was like, wow, you know, this is like, these are the commission members that are actually saying this stuff, so I don't know. I found that interesting. You know, it's just a matter of me. I've just been doing some investigating. Of course, it's nothing special, but I've been coming more informed, and I happened to read that, and I was kind of taken aback because I really wasn't aware until I read it that the 9/11 Commission members had actually, you know, were actually agreeing with what you guys said, that we don't know the whole story. And so anyway, I just wanted to bring that up and just echo what you were. What you had said.
Yeah, here's the one thing that you can be certain of is that the United States government, portions of the United States government, people in the government knew what was happening as before 9/11. They knew that these guys were doing what they were doing. The government didn't listen to itself because it is a big bureaucratic mess.
It's a lot easier to go get a donut and coffee and take a break.
Right, and the foreign intelligence agencies tipped the government off. The Israeli government actually had agents on site in the United States. They were following they knew what was going to go on. They didn't tell the United States government because, well, that would have been contrary to what their wishes are, which is to have the United States more involved in the Middle East conflict. So all these things are not disputed. But the fact is, sadly, the American people continue to believe that somehow, and I'm not saying it's the United States government, I'm saying it's any government. Governments are inefficient organizations that are staffed full of people that do not have responsibility for their actions. You didn't see anybody getting fired and losing their jobs over 9/11?
I never calling.
No, that didn't happen, and it's not going to happen, even if they do sacrifice a couple of bureaucrats now and then.
Oh, but Mark, they did create a whole new bureaucracy. They reorganized the entire, they created the Department of Homeland Security. It was the biggest reorganization the security apparatus of government has had in the last 100 years or something
right.
like that.
And this one will be efficient, right? That's why the Department of Homeland Security was going around a couple of years ago bothering stores that were selling off-brand Rubik's Cubes. I mean, this is you know, what these this is what the government does. It is an inefficient organization that is not responsible for its actions. And it is very, very sad to me. The United States people, citizens, continue to expect that somehow this is going to change. It's going to turn around.
So, Steve, do you have anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, and thanks for letting me participate, guys, and just giving me this last comment. I appreciate it. It seems like that things, and that's the way you're saying it is definitely accurate. I just want to ask you if you see it this way. It seems like in a lot of areas, things seem to be like highly compartmentalized in the intelligence agencies and stuff. I mean, they weren't sharing information. Supposedly they are now. But as far as, I don't know if you want to call it black ops or dark budget, whatever they call it, black budget thing that, you know, goes on every whatever, they put all this money into that. It just seems like to me, I mean, is it possible to you guys that there's some kind of rogue element in our government that maybe had some kind of collusion, in this situation, and to some degree, I don't know what. I mean, I just was wondering what you guys thought about that.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't. The answer is, who could know? How could you ever prove if it was true? At this point, you're delving into the area of speculation and fiction. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that American citizens would participate in that. You know, that they would think it was a good idea to murder 3,000 American citizens on 9/11/2001, but hey, I don't know for sure, and I do know that it's $1 trillion a year at this point is completely unaccounted for, and I suspect a great deal of it is going into black ops. That's the United States government doesn't even know where it's going. So, how are these things getting funded? Oh, they're getting funded plenty.
Yeah, the term rogue, when applied to government, it seems a little silly to me. I mean, this is a criminal organization. The government is a group of people that is operating in a criminal manner. The idea that there would be some sort of rogue group that is somehow significantly different from the whole seems a little bit unlikely. Are there maybe, like you're saying, Mark, some off-the-book stuff going on? I don't know. Maybe so, but it's likely they're still doing violent things just like the rest of the government. So I think the suggestion that the regular government's not so bad, but there's this rogue government that's out there and they're doing horrible things. I think it takes away attention from what the regular government that we can all see is doing, all the horrific things that they are doing. It's all out in the open.
Right. One thing for sure is that the regular government may not be interested, may not be willing to morally assassinate 3,000 of its own citizens. But what it will do is it will use the force of arms to threaten to steal from every single one of its citizens a certain amount of their labor, of the money that they work for on an annual basis.
Subjects, I think, is a better word.
So whatever. Serfs?
Because there are no citizens.
Well, they use that term. That's,
they do use that term. They would like
themselves
you to believe
with that term.
Right. They would like you to describe yourself that way. Because
I think
creates...
citizenship still indicates ownership of the government over you.
Yeah, but it has a sort of a suggestion of allegiance, and there's no obligation on their part to protect you, so there is no citizenship.
I understand your definition of it, but when a word gets misused so much,
sure,
it develops its own definition.
Oh, I understand that, but it deserves to be redefined. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.